not a whole big machine really behind me, just kind of people telling other people, and it's kind of a slow growth, but still growing.
The White Buffalo may not be someone whose name you've heard around, but with his latest release, Prepare for Black and Blue, his slow growth may be building up some speed. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. When Jake Smith started making music, he decided to call himself the White Buffalo. And it's not just his name that calls the stark Western plains to mind. The White Buffalo songs bring a touch of modern Americana to a noirish sound influenced by Hank Williams and Johnny Cash. The White Buffalo's first full-length album, Hogtied Revisited, came out in 2009, and now he's back with an EP called Prepare for Black and Blue. The EP has 5 tracks on it, and the White Buffalo told FUV's Russ Boris why he chose the songs he did.
With this one, I really I wanted to focus on something that I could kind of tour on my own, and I really wanted to do a real stripped down thing that was mostly just vocal and guitar, and kind of pick songs that kind of lent themselves to that more so. And kind of situational. My drummer was in a bit of trouble, so he kind of had some legal trouble, so he was kind of detained for a little bit, and so I kind of switched directions and went to something real stripped down. And I also wanted to kind of represent the songs in a way that was real simple, so it was kind of just direct in a point where it was about the voice and the lyrics and the words.
City street, the desert heat burns my mind and forces my feet to keep moving. 3 in the afternoon, wasted, feel my father disapproving. There's a desperation in this town, vultures flank the fools and clowns are crying. Shell-shocked and landlocked, don't know if I can leave, and I feel like trying. Now I better run till I hit the ocean.
I guess it's been 3 or 4 different times I think I've heard, you know, White Buffalo songs in Sons of Anarchy at this point.
Yeah.
The FX show, which is, you know, first of all, they always seem to be perfectly placed, which is pretty impressive because, you know, I'm always sort of amazed by, you know, the song actually fitting the mood of the you know, the story. But how did that exactly come about? How, you know, one time seems okay, but like 4 times, it's like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been good. I think it was actually my lawyer that got me those spots, that was a big fan of the show and knew the music supervisor, and said, you know, God, you got to listen to this guy's music. Because I think with the characters, especially the main guy seems in that show, that he's very conflicted, and there's a lot of kind of love and hate and right and wrong and a lot of stuff that's kind of prevalent in my music. And it seems to kind of fit.
Well, I'm sloshed and seeing stars, stumbling between bars. I curse you, Jameson, you have destroyed me once again. But I need you now, I need you now. Well, I'm bruised and busted now, got to get to you somehow. Well, I can't stop before I start to dry this drowning heart. Oh, I need you now, I need you now.
The White Buffalo, live with John Jameson and Into the Sun. From the new EP, Prepare for Black and Blue. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.